Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Whew, man, the round table. This is like the funnest part of the broadcast, I think. It's becoming a lot of fun and extremely informative because we're getting a really good mix and a lot of great ideas, and we're able to talk about whatever we want to talk about. We loosen and lighten up a little bit. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined with my special co-host tonight, Rob Pincus. Rob, welcome back to the program. I've got some really good emails I want to hit you guys with.
All right. I'm totally ready to go. You know, it's been a great show, great couple of guests. I'm ready to go. Let's move forward.
Yeah, no doubt it has been. Take a listen to a couple of these emails before I bring in our two great guests tonight who have been on. You know, of course, we've got George Hill, the Mad Ogre. He's on a regular basis. His insight is wonderful. We'll have some great conversation with him. And we have a really special guest tonight, too, Morgan Boatman, the son of the late, great gun writer Robert Boatman will be here, and I'll talk to him about a couple personal things and let you all hear it, because his father was a great guy and Morgan's following right on his heels. So it's going to be fun to talk with him. Check out a couple of these emails are blurbing in. I'll just take some little paraphrase. Rick in Indiana, awesome show tonight, brother. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Cheryl in Jacksonville, Florida, can I have Rob's number? Just kidding. Great show. Ricky in Idaho, bring on the ogre. And Caroline in Arizona, Rob and Gabe are the best. Great show tonight. Bring them back often. That's beautiful stuff. And there's more, too. We don't have enough time because we want to go right into the roundtable. But that's cool, Rob.
It's great. You know, I always say in my history in this industry is, you know, especially with the Internet is awesome. It's a great place to exchange information. It's a great place to learn and do research and share information with people. But you get the clicks and you get the people that want to make. You know, there was a thread on one of the forums last year, and I actually didn't get to it till about the time it was closed, but it was Pincus versus Suarez, who would win in the cage match. And it was, I mean, people want to make a big deal about, you know, this guy teaches this or this guy teaches that, or this guy was in law enforcement or that guy was in the military. The fact is, well over 95% of the stuff that the top-tier guys are teaching, the most popular guys, the busiest guys are teaching in this industry, is agreed-upon material. And in my experience, to a T, everybody I've ever gotten on the phone with, whether we disagreed somewhere else, we met at SHOT Show or hung out at a classroom or a conference, it's been a civil discussion and a good discussion. And that discussion, I think, was a great one. I'm looking forward to people giving the feedback on the podcast, too, when that comes out, people who didn't get to hear it live.
Yeah, that was. I've got text messages coming in from friends who are listening all over the country. And, you know, a lot of them would be called heads. You know, they're big gun heads. You know, that was a deep conversation in hour number two, but incredibly informative for everybody. You know, there's a lot of people that own AKs. A lot of people, of course, as you well know, running the AR platform right now. It's wildly popular. And let's bring in the Mad Ogre, and then we'll bring in Morgan Boatman, and we'll all talk about it together. First off, George Hill, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my man. You're on the roundtable, very popular segment, especially with you. How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful, beautiful night out here at the Ogre Ranch, and not too cold tonight, not too too many below zero gores, so it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a great show this has been. I've been listening in, and lots of good information, and just a fantastic show as always, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, Jay Lesure in hour number one was wonderful. Boy, I'll tell you what, God, I'm going to throw this back out there again, too, for crying out loud. We have a lot of you listening in Southern California. By all means, please go to sheriffj.org and anywhere in the United States and contribute $5, $10, $25, whatever you can contribute to this campaign. I am, without a doubt. America needs somebody like that in office. Very refreshing. And Rob threw some great questions at him, and he had great answers. And, man, you know, just somebody that we need. Hey, guys, with no further ado, I'd like to welcome for the first time on Armed American Radio to the roundtable the son of a friend who I consider a friend of mine, Mr. Morgan Boatman. Morgan, welcome to Armed American Radio, brother. It is great to have you on the broadcast today. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Well, I'll tell you what, your father, let's just start the conversation off here, and I know Rob and George and the listeners will agree with me on this. Your dad, I considered to be a mentor of mine. I had some great conversation with him when I began writing for Concealed Carry magazine a number of years ago. And I really give your dad the credit for pushing me in the direction to get the book moving, because he put me in contact with people who have become good friends, John Higgs, for one, at Paladin Press. And, you know, he's been so, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, he meant a lot to a lot of people, and he did to me. And one column that your dad wrote in particular was titled "The Constitutional Right and Social Obligation to Carry a Gun," that has literally changed lives. And Tim Schmidt from the USCCA will say the same thing. What are you doing now to follow up? You know, I know you're working on the Living with Glocks.
Well, that that article that you mentioned originally was chapter 20 of his book, Living with Glocks. And that particular article could stand alone. It resonated with a lot of readers. And we started getting requests from instructors, oh, can we reprint this and can I give it to my students? Can I put this up on the website and stuff like that? So it's been able to, propagate through the gun world and sort of be a little statement of our position all around. So what I'm doing now is partly to honor my father and partly just because he wrote Living with Glocks in 2000, I think. So it's time for a revitalization of that book.
Well, I'll tell you what, Morgan, I could quote from this thing extensively, virtually every paragraph in here. I'd like to put this out because we were talking about training specifically tonight in great detail with two of the best, Rob and Gabe. And this one here says, "Your tactical responsibilities are to carry your gun with confidence, to be well-trained in your ability to operate it effectively, and to have instilled in yourself an iron will to use deadly force to prevent or end violence committed against yourself or others." And, you know, I think the last line of this book, or, you know, says it best. It sums it up beautifully. "Liberty or death, the meaning of which is clear and absolute, is but a trivial phrase if you do not carry a gun. For freedom-loving Americans, the five most important words in the English language are, and always have been, from my cold, dead hands." And I could go through every paragraph and pick those out. George, comment, because I know you've read this thing a million times, too.
Well, anything from Robert Boatman is something that every gun owner should put in his library and read and study, just like the writings of Rob Pincus with his book, Masada Yub, Gabe Suarez's work as well. And Rob, just want to let you know, buddy, between you and Gabe, my money would be on you. I bet you'd win. Throwing that out there. But, Robert Boatman's work on the Glock, you know, it's one of the premier sources. I mean, if you have questions about that pistol, I mean, you look up his work. It's foundational. It's kind of a landmark in the gun industry, in my opinion.
It sits on my shelf, and I refer to it all the time. It is the quintessential definitive piece on the Glocks, I think. Morgan, you got your work cut out for you following that one up, brother.
Well, I'm not really going to follow it up so much as, reinvigorate it. It's been 10 years. There actually have been changes in the Glock model. Models. We're going to go to SHOT in a couple of days. We're going to see Generation 4, see, you know, what they've come up with. There have been developments in the Glock world. And so without diluting my father's work, I want to maybe make it a little more accessible, make it more informative, particularly for the new shooter or concealed carry person. Because there's in the gun world, it's, well, let's say in society now, it's really a black and white situation. You're either a gun person or you're not. There's not an easy way to ease into guns. If you were raised with guns, as we all were, probably as I was, then it's always been part of your world. If you're seeing how the world is changing and you want to empower yourself, it's not an easy thing to do. it's not an easy thing to get your guts up and sign up for real training, or you know, you get on the internet and you read all the stuff on the forums. It's a confusing world. So living with Glocks is going to be a place that new shooters and old can turn for the information that they need.
That is perfect, and that's a great way to end that segment. We'll be right back from the break in just a couple of moments with Rob Pincus, the Mad Ogre, Morgan Boatman. I'm Mark Walters. See you in a couple seconds with some more information for you.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population control breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Smith, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
Thank you.
to the Armed American Radio Network Show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
That's right, John Young. We are talking about guns and ammunition, and I would be remiss if I didn't open up this segment with my favorite quote from the chapter from Robert Boatman we were talking about. You must wear your Glock with the same allegiance as your wedding ring. If you are not married, your Glock is your wedding ring. Wear it for life. Don't even think about leaving home without it. Be prepared to use it at a moment's notice. Carry it all the time and shoot to kill. Rob, unbelievable.
Yeah, great. You know, I have at times worn wedding rings and at times not, but it's carrying a Glock. Definitely a good choice to, you know, if you're going to make that choice to carry your gun and you know it's the right thing to do and you're legally able to do it and you're trained, you're prepared to do it. You know, the last thing we want is it to be sitting on the shelf somewhere. But if you have that book, if you have Living with Glock on your shelf, you're not going to have the Glock in the safe. It's going to be with you. And that's one of the great things about that book. And one of the things I'll say, you know, I didn't even feel like I got to say hi last time because there was so much great information, Morgan. You know, your dad was one of the first, I think, to sort of say, hey, the title of the book almost it was the acknowledgement of, hey, this gun's here to stay. And whether you like it or not, and you want to be traditionalists or not, it's practical, it's efficient, it's here. Let's talk about it and accept it as a gun community. And I think that's a great, incredible lineage, really, really kind of a lot of perspective for someone who had been around the industry for a long time to not just, be the naysayer of the Tupperware gun or whatever
right,
else.
Right, the new plastic gun. And that was not easy for him to do. He went through, because he was a hardline 1911 man for many, many years. And, you know, he made the sacrifices to carry that big hunk of iron all the time. And so to come around to, you know, the Tupperware, the plastic gun, was not an easy decision to make, but the proof was there. You know, the reliability and the ease of use and the lack of, I mean, people talking about the lack of safeties, external safeties on Glock, that actually became a selling point for him because he was confident in his training. I always have to assess a new student, you know, should they be with a Glock or a gun with a external safety. But remember, revolvers don't have safeties.
Thank you.
And we all have carried, you know, the 38 Special at some time, a little J-frame. And, you know, I've heard Glocks described as a semi-auto revolver.
Many times. That's a great point.
Different than that.
No, that's a great point. In fact, you were reading my mind because I was going to lead you right down that road and tell you I've never met a revolver with a safety. And, you know, the way your dad put things, especially in Living with Glocks, you know, you hear people say, well, you know, and shoot to kill, it's controversial. Controversy, the truth is only controversial to a liberal. Okay? And Rob, when you train and when you teach and George, when you teach, we hear we shoot to stop the threat. Okay, so when Robert Boatman came out and said, and shoot to kill, it was a controversial statement at the time that book was written.
It is, and the way I look at it is that you know, when we shoot to kill, we shoot because we want to stop the threat. That's what I do teach. That's what I say. But unfortunately, you know, because of the choices of the person who decided to become a threat and we wanting to shoot to stop that threat as immediate as possible, death is usually would be the logical conclusion of that encounter, the death of that threat, because we shoot, you know, we don't shoot to wound, we don't shoot to warn, there's no warning shots, there's no leg shots. Like you see in the Westerns or whatever in the movies, we shoot center mass, which means, you know, we're going to put that round right through the boiler room, right where it's going to do the most damage.
To stop the threat.
Exactly.
And that's why Robert Boatman was so ahead and you know, it, so cutting edge with this book. You need to read this. Speaking of that, let's talk about the Gen 4. You brought up the Gen 4, Morgan. Have you held it in your hand yet?
No, I'm going to in a couple of days, though.
I did yesterday. I held it over at Big Woods Goods, my local gun shop here in Georgia, and he's got one in there. One, George, it's nice. We talked about it last week.
And I said if it fits my hand better, I would be open to buy one.
Don't look for it to fit your hand better. It's got the back straps on it. However, you know, the Glock is a healthy weapon to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just in my hands, the back straps don't do anything for me simply because the Glock in its original form is where I need it to be. Anything else is going to add some heft to it that doesn't fit me personally. Now, obviously, that's going to be different for Rob. It's going to be different for you, George, and different for you, Morgan. Rob, have you seen the Gen 4 yet?
I haven't had a chance to hold it. I'm looking forward to doing that this week. You know, that flexibility is huge. You know, the and this is where we talk about sometimes stock isn't the right thing. You know, if somebody, for whatever reason, wants to carry a Glock, or maybe somebody's issued a Glock and the Glock doesn't fit the hand, you know, Robbie Barkman and a lot of others have been changing the shape of that polymer frame for a long time and doing a really good job of it. So Glock, you know, they're not always the fastest to acknowledge the necessity of evolution and change. They came out with a great product in the 80s, and it hasn't needed much evolution. But this change in back straps is a great evolution because, you know, the first thing when it comes to choosing a gun that I say is that you have to be able to hold the gun well enough to shoot it, and that means it has to fit your hand well. This is going to give more people the opportunity to choose the Glock or shoot the Glock well if the Glock has been chosen for them. So it's nothing but a good thing.
Well said. The 17, I've said repeatedly, has always been my favorite. I love the 17. You know, the 21, the 22, other great choices. I've got a 23. And I got to tell you, Morgan, the Glock, I'll sum up my admiration for the Glock. I've owned a number of them over the years. I can pull a Glock out of the box and holster it and carry it with me to defend my life, regardless of the model,
right?
Because I know that gun is going to work.
Well, that's one way to do it. I wouldn't recommend that without, you know, running your favorite ammunition through it. But that is obviously a big aspect of a simple machine. It's going to simply work. The people who have come to the gun world lately aren't going to appreciate that fact as much. You know, you buy a cell phone and it works. I mean, people expect that. People who have been around guns for a longer period of time are going to understand that appreciation more, where you can't just go to the store and buy something that works.
Man, I'll tell you what, these segments are flying by. Stick around with us, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we will be right back after these messages with Morgan Boatman, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, Rob Pincus. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
the credit card companies have received government bailouts and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191.
800-804-0191.
If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, that's great. I love that. I can't get... George, I know you're cracking up on that.
Oh, it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
He's a fantastic... it just kind of shows that AAR has arrived, you know?
Oh, man, when you got John Young plugging you like that, you know, it was great. I loved what you said last week when you said, you know, in a world starving for freedom. Hey, guys, we're going to go around the horn here for a second. First off, welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Feel free to chime in the roundtable, 877-956-9566. mark@armedamericanradio.org. The emails have been great tonight. Keep them coming in. We'll get to as many of them as we can. It's tough because we want to get everybody on here to, you know, to give us their professional opinions. And Twitter.com/AARMark. Keep them coming in. Rob, let's go around the horn. Let's talk about SHOT Show, because the four of us are going to be there in literally a matter of hours. I know I'll be there in a matter of hours. You're already there. George is coming in right behind you. Morgan, you're going to be there tomorrow. You and I are going to have dinner. Gabe Suarez, I don't know if you knew this or not, will be joining us with his wife.
Great.
And another gentleman. And Rob, I'll put you on the spot on national radio. Brother, can you make dinner tomorrow?
What time is it?
I'm not real sure. We hadn't quite got that far yet.
but probably then. You give me a time, I'll give you an answer, but I'll say probably.
That's beautiful. Oh, and Dr. Bruce Eimer, who is also a regular guest on the program, will be there as well. He is getting in tomorrow at about 9:30. So it's going to be fun. Rob, let's start right there. What are you looking for at SHOT this year?
I this is 14 or 15 for me. I always look for the opinions of the people like George that I don't get to see all the time. I don't get to talk to all the time. When I bump into George, if I don't see him in the first 24 hours, especially, I'll see him on Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm going to ask him, what do you see? You know, I think ahead of time we all know, okay, Glock Generation 4, great. But I'm always at least as interested, if not more interested, in the smaller things or the more subtle things or the interesting things maybe that we overlooked last year and didn't notice that the professionals, you know, combing the aisles looking for those things find quite often. So as much as really the main reason I'm out here is catching up with industry partners and friends and doing work for the TV shows and ICE training, I always like to see what other people are pointing out. And every once in a while, I stumble across something interesting myself.
Yeah, that's great. George, you know, man, you're a wealth of information. I could throw whatever model I want at you right now, but I won't do it. I've done it before. What are you looking for specifically this year at the shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade show?
Well, just like everybody else, I want to look at the new Glock because that is the big thing coming out, I think, for the SHOT. But also Kel-Tec. You know, Kel-Tec's come out of the blue. You know, they've always been known for the little tiny pistols, but now they've got the RFB 308 bullpup, which has been kind of a vaporware thing, but now it's coming out. People have shot it, said it's good. They've got this new 30-round 22 Magnum automatic pistol, which looks cool. I want to take a look at that. And, you know, being a hunting outfitter as well as a tactical instructor, you know, I'm looking at what new elk cannon is coming out, what new optics is going to go on top of that thing. I'm going to be all over the place, but I also want to stop by Magpul because Magpul always has some really cool, funky thing. They've got this new vertical forward assist or vertical forward grip, which is kind of an angled grip, which is supposed to be really nice and kind of contribute to a better posture when holding the gun with the, you know, with a more forward support hand grip. It's, you know, that's just one of the things I want to look at too.
Okay, now I'm hearing some rumblings. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is it true that Taurus is flirting with an AR-15?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I've seen photos and I've talked to a couple people, and yeah, they're going to be doing it. They were going, and here's the reason why they're doing that. It's because they were going to bring out the Israeli Tavor. They were going to bring out a version of the Tavor, and that deal fell through. So Charles Daly, Michael Kastner of Charles Daly, he landed that deal, and he's going to be bringing the Tavor to the U.S.
I'm surprised.
Many years.
I'm surprised that you have not seen the Gen 4 out there yet. I was able to get my hands on it yesterday, and it's a nice piece. Morgan.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? What are you expecting out of this week in Vegas?
Oh, you can't expect anything. And this is a new venue. I'm interested in how they're arranging it. And the real thing is the people. You know, there's almost 50,000 people that come to this thing, and they're all separate individuals, but they all are on the same wavelength. You know, and so it's like a big club, and the things that we don't see in the news, you know, we don't get press releases on, those are the interesting things. There's some tables out front. There used to be some tables out front. I know where they're going to put them now, that people don't have booths. They just lay some stuff out on the table, and there's some really interesting stuff in all the little details, the stuff that you might gloss over. You know, sure, I'm interested in the Gen 4 stuff, but that's going to be, you know, I kind of know what to expect from that. I'm looking for the stuff that I don't know about and what I don't know what is going to be there. And one thing I'm very interested in going to is a press conference for the Second Amendment Foundation and all their work with the McDonald versus Chicago case.
Right on.
There's going to be a lot of good information on that, and see what they've been up to.
Now, I understand you're going to be at the Bass Pro Media Shoot tomorrow. Is that right?
Media Day at the range. Yes, that's right.
Right. Yeah, that I wish I would get there in time for that. I won't be able to do that. Robert, any chance of you getting out for that by any chance?
You know, I'm going to be over at the exhibit floor, and I was over there today. It is kind of interesting the way they have it laid out. You know, a lot of people don't like the Orlando venue just because Orlando isn't as convenient a town to do a convention of this size as Vegas is. But one of the nice things is it's one hall, it's one big place. Everybody kind of knows where you are. This is really broken up, and it's going to be interesting to see how people flow through it and you know, come by the different booths, you know. And you know, law enforcement tactical, we all know, is probably where most of us are most interested because that's the defensive area of the show. And it's broken up. I mean, you know, we get SWAT magazine is, you know, in the 10,000s, and there's a whole separate room upstairs above us with some law enforcement tactical. So there's a lot of places to go.
Interesting.
And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that is a good point. Orlando is a little bit more friendly, I think, and that might be, you know, because Orlando is I'm much more familiar with Orlando. I've been in the other convention center in Vegas too for other shows, but you know, you're right. This one's up at different areas. You know, going to be all over the Venetian areas, in some of the rooms and the press conferences and everything else. But Morgan, I agree with you. I think I'm going out. It's a people thing with me.
Yeah.
I like to go out and meet the Rob Pincuses. Quite frankly, and you know, go up and get a book signed by Ted Nugent. Now, Ted Nugent will be there the 20th and the 21st, and we have a very serious agenda to discuss at Armed American Radio with Ted Nugent, and that's getting him on this program. So we're working a whole different angle this year than we did last year, and I can promise you, the listener, that that we're going to be bringing back a ton of floor interviews from folks like Rob and Mike and a host of others. I've got a number of appointments set up, and Morgan with you as well. And we're going to talk about some things that we see on the floor. George, we're going to tear you apart and get your info as well. And guess what? 30 seconds again before we hear music. And I'm hearing it in my ear simply because I'm not watching the clock. The time is just flying right by. Rob, take us into the break. I've been too long-winded. You're going to hear music. Run with it.
I think as we look forward to SHOT Show, you know, it's a really important time in the industry as far as we had a huge retail year last year. This year, people are worried that may not, you know, follow through in the near future. Like I said, the wholesaler show was great. I expect a lot of positive attitudes. Really looking forward to seeing you guys. And I am especially looking forward to the conversations that you and I are going to have, Mark, about doing some more great things where you let me get involved here on Armed American Radio. We'll be back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
You're on the Armed American Radio Network show. I love it. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined with my special guest co-host for the entire broadcast tonight, Rob Pincus. And Rob, I want to take listeners into your new series. We have just been going on and on about some really cool stuff for the last 2 hours and 45 minutes, and we haven't even had an opportunity to touch on your new series. I'm a huge fan of your work. And, you know, Valhalla, the whole nine yards. I love the stuff that you do, and it's so informative to so many people, myself included. And, you know, before I do that, I forgot about the other guys, didn't I? George, welcome back. Morgan, welcome back. Didn't forget you guys.
No,
you're still with us.
We're here.
We're still here.
Rob, talk to us about Best Defense, because I've watched them intently, and, you know, you and I played those tapes, those 911 tapes. And this stuff that you're doing now, boy, really, really hits home.
Well, we just did three shows on home invasions, active, violent, armed home invaders that required either so the execution of a really well-thought-out plan and the proper preparation or the use of lethal defense, or as we often show on Best Defense, what happens if you aren't prepared and if you aren't trained and the negative consequences, much like, you know, what we heard on some of those 911 calls that we've all dealt with over the years. The move that we're making now is what happens in public spaces. So starting this week, starting Wednesday night on Best Defense, we start to see what happens if you're in a public environment. And of course, that means sometimes you're going to be armed, maybe sometimes you aren't by choice or by restriction, depending on where you live. And you may have to respond in other ways that are much less choreographed and much less plannable. So our training in context now turns into practical applications for bars, restaurants, other public spaces people are going to be in.
you know, your show, I liken your television show to when I get one of the gun rags, you know, like Guns and Ammo or America's First Freedom or Concealed Carry Magazine, American Handgunner. Man, I read that stuff from cover to cover. It's just, you know, it's in me. It's just the nature of what I am and what I do. I love it. And I watch your television show with the same zeal. I love it. And I hate when it ends because the information's so good. And, you know, you guys present it in such a great way. And the three of you click. Michael, Mike Janich, Michael Bain, and you click very, very well. You've been doing it a long time. And it is really fun to watch. So I encourage you to go out and watch Best Defense. And it airs where? On Outdoor Channel?
That's Outdoor Channel, Wednesday night at the range. And of course, you know, we don't talk as often about it, but SWAT Magazine TV started this season also. And, you know, people that got to hear the earlier hour with Suarez and I, if people like that, they're really going to love SWAT Magazine TV because that's really what it is. It's unlike what Rob and Mike and Mike always tell everybody, you know, every week, kind of hitting the same things and hitting our points and hitting our philosophies. Now they get to see something where I'm really just the host of the show. And I get involved and I go through some training with a whole bunch of other instructors. People who read Concealed Carry Magazine, the current issue has a feature article about a course that Tony Blauer and I did together back in the fall. And Tony Blauer is actually the guest on this week's SWAT Magazine TV, also part of that Outdoor Channel's Wednesday Night at the Range.
Yeah, I'm glad you took us there because you made your first photo appearance in that magazine, if I'm not mistaken, in Concealed Carry Magazine, this issue.
I think so. You know, I think there was a piece about maybe some training drills or something in the past, but I'm really excited. I haven't had a chance to get my hands on one. I expect to see one here at SHOT. Traveling around as much as I do, it takes a while for me to catch up with my mail or mail to catch up with me. But I look forward to actually seeing that article and getting a chance to read it. It was great to have, you know, that coverage and that exposure to maybe some people that haven't heard of, especially what Tony's doing. And that's one of the things about the SWAT episode this week is seeing what he does and how it applies to personal defense, especially if you're armed. We make that bridge.
Well, you know, had I known that, I would have brought him with me. I've got a box of them. But I'll tell you what I'll do. Don't tell anybody, but I think it might be the time to maybe get you a passcode into the system so you can see that stuff on the web. You know, I think that's been earned for sure. You guys want to hear the bonehead of the week?
Sure, Mark. Lay it on us.
Okay. Georgia is embattled. I shouldn't say embattled, but is fighting to expand firearm rights to its law-abiding permitted citizens. And we have a very, very vague, very badly written and poorly worded public gathering law in Georgia where it leaves it up to interpretation where, you know, public gathering is spelled out maybe four or five, but it says in there, shall not be limited to a public gathering. It defines public gathering as the following places, but shall not be limited to. So that leaves open to interpretation. To somebody who doesn't like your freedoms, is a Walmart a public gathering? Is a McDonald's a public gathering? Okay, it kind of flies in the face of common sense. And Representative Timothy Bearden in Georgia, this just appeared in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution a couple days ago, actually on Wednesday. And Representative Bearden, who will be on this program in the near future, and I've had the opportunity to meet and talk with, has written HB 615, which expands our right and gets rid of that ambiguity. And he wrote his points in here, and a lot of people don't understand this. But public gatherings, excluding courthouses, 36 states allow, Georgia does not. Political demonstrations and rallies, 40 states allow, Georgia does not. Places of worship, 45 states allow, Georgia does not. Airports, 36 states allow, Georgia does not. Sporting and entertaining events, 38 states allow, Georgia does not. Bars, not restaurants, 27 allow, Georgia doesn't. Colleges and universities, 17 states allow, but Georgia doesn't. And the counterpoint to him was written by a gentleman by the name of Jeff Wilburn, who opened up his point-counterpoint argument with, if your children are attending a university in Georgia, would you prefer their classmates and teachers be armed with handguns? Or would you prefer that everyone simply have books? This is pie in the sky, feel good, wishy-washy, can't we all just get along liberalism at its core? And he goes on and on to talk about the Wild West shootouts, and I quote, left unchecked, these lawmakers will take us back to the Wild West days of shootouts at the OK Corral. And he says, the company I founded, and I won't give the name, sells aircraft equipment to Lockheed and other aerospace defense companies in the South. It may seem odd to be in my line of business and yet take the stance I do. I think guns and other weapons are necessary, but only in the hands of the military and police. Otherwise, senseless killings such as we saw in Kennesaw Tuesday are daily tragedies. I'm referring to the workplace shooting that happened about 8 miles down the road from my house this past week at Kennesaw. So it hits home. But yet again, he doesn't blame the criminal. He blames the metal or polymer or whatever the case may be. So having said that, a local homegrown Marietta resident by the name of Jeff Wilburn gets the Armed American Radio's Bonehead of the Week Award.
And he certainly earned it. You know, again, the Wild West, you know, never in the history of the world was there a time of more peace, more prosperity, more growth, more freedom than during that horrible Wild West period. I would love to go back to that.
Unless you're a history revisionist, as these people are. Very disingenuous. And I don't begrudge, I believe he believes what he's saying. He's not pulling a Brady campaign, you know, let's endorse the Republican candidate so all the Republicans think he's anti-gun when they see our name. Hey, Brady's, guess what? We're smarter than that. We're smarter than you. But, you know, he believes this. And that's what's so scary, because it's this wishy-washy, feel-good, you know, can't we all just get along? No, we can't. We're human beings. No, we can't. And time to take the blinders off, Jeff Wilburn. Time to take the blinders off. Your law-abiding neighbors are just that, your law-abiding neighbors. Get over it. Get past it. Get used to it. You lose. We win. And we'll see how that shakes out throughout 2010. Anybody want to comment on that in the last 3 minutes?
Well, I think when everybody's armed, everybody is polite.
I agree. Rob, what are your thoughts?
I never disagree with your boneheads of the weeks, the months, the year last year. You're spot on. I'll take the opportunity to say, you know, his comments are something that conservatives would take in a controversial way. So you know, controversy is sometimes good. That's certainly not a good controversy to have, and it goes obviously against common sense. So as always, I am in agreement with your choice.
Well, thank you very much, Morgan. We're winding down here. We're going to hear a little bit of music that gives us about a minute. And I guess what we should do is thank you very much for being on here. Your dad, man, I'm telling you, you're filling some big shoes, and congratulations. And I'm really looking forward to the work you put out on the new Glock deal.
Thank you very much, Mark. And well, it was a pleasure. And I want to make the point that you know, it's not just the Glock, and it's not just the gun, it's the mindset. You've got to be willing to take responsibility and to arm yourself with your mind, protect yourself in that way.
That's beautiful. Very, very well said. I want to thank you, Morgan Boatman. I'm looking forward to having dinner with you tomorrow night. Rob, hopefully you can make it. And we'll be joined by Gabe Suarez. We've got a lot of work to do for you this week at the SHOT Show to bring you as much information and as many interviews as we can do. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, we're going to break some bread. Looking forward to it. Rob, looking forward to hooking up with you. And
yeah,
thank you so much.
Great show. Thanks, George. Thanks, Morgan. Thanks, Mr. Suarez. Thanks to Jay LeSueur out in California. We'll see you guys at SHOT.
You got a deal. Thank you very much, Mr. Pincus. Thanks, George Hill. We'll see everybody next week with some great information from the SHOT Show and two really good guests. Catch you next week right here on Armed American Radio Network. Thanks for joining us.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. I can do it.